सब देता हर हर रोता जय जगदेता जय जगदेता
पूर्णा
ಸಾಧಾರೋ ಸಖೇರಾನಂದತಾಕ್ವಾರೋ
Thank you. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, the chapter 15, text number 7. The chapter is titled The Yoga of the Supreme Person. Actually, in Sanskrit, this chapter is called Purushottama Yoga. And just yesterday, we were discussing the significance of this Purushottama Yoga. It means the Yoga of the Supreme Person. Krishna is that Supreme Person. So please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo
Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke,
Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke,
Jiva Bhutaha Sanatanaha,
Jiva Bhutaha Sanatanaha,
Manaha Shashthani Indriyani,
Manaha Shashthani Indriyani,
Prakriti Sthani Karshati,
Prakriti Sthani Karshati,
Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke,
Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke,
Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha,
Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha,
Manah Shasthani Indriyani,
Manah Shasthani Indriyani,
Prakriti Sthani Karshati,
Prakriti Sthani Karshati.
Yes, Prabhus.
Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke,
Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke,
Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha,
Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha,
Manasasthani Indriyani,
Manasasthani Indriyani,
Prakritisthani Karshati,
Prakritisthani Karshati,
Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke,
Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke,
Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha,
Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha,
Manah Shastra Indriyani,
Manah Shasthani Indriyani,
Prakriti Sthani Karshati,
Prakriti Sthani Karshati.
Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke,
Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha, Manasasthani Indriyani,
Prakritisthani Karshati,
Prakritisthani Karshati,
Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke,
Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke,
Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha,
Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha,
Manasasthani Indriyani,
Manasasthani Indriyani, Prakriti Sthani
Karshati.
Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke,
Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke,
Jiva Bhuta Sanatana,
Jiva Bhuta Sanatana,
Manah Shasthani Indriyani,
Manah Shasthani Indriyani,
Prakriti Sthani Karshati.
Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke,
Jiva Bhuta
Sanatanaha,
Manah Shasthani Indriyani,
Manah Shasthani Indriyani,
Prakriti Sthani Karshati.
Mama,
Mama,
mine,
mine.
Eva,
certainly,
Amshaha,
fragmental particle,
Jiva,
Loke,
in the world of conditional life.
Jiva Bhutaha,
the conditional living entity.
Sanatanaha,
eternal.
Manaha,
with the mind.
Shashtani,
the six.
Indriyani,
senses.
Prakriti,
in material nature.
Sthani,
situated.
Karshati,
is struggling hard.
Translation by His loving divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki.
Please repeat.
The living entities
in this conditioned world
are my eternal fragmental parts.
Due to conditioned life,
they are struggling very hard
with the six senses,
which include the mind.
Paper by Srila Prabhupada. Please hear.
In this verse, the identity of the living being is being clearly given.
The living entity is the fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, eternally.
It is not that he assumes individuality in his conditional life,
and he, in his liberated state, becomes one with the Supreme.
He is eternally fragmented.
It is clearly said, Sanatanaha.
According to the Vedic version, the Supreme Lord manifests and expands himself in innumerable expansions, of which the primary expansions are called Vishnu Tattva, and the secondary expansions are called the living entities.
In other words, the Vishnu Tattva is the personal expansion, and the living entities are the separated expansions.
By his personal expansion, he is manifested in various forms like Lord Rama, Narasimha Dev, Vishnu Murti, and all the predominating deities in the Vaikuntha planets.
The separated expansions, the living entities, are eternally saviors.
The personal expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the individual entities of the Godhead, are always present.
Similarly, the separated expansions of living entities have their identities.
As fragmental parts and parcel of the Supreme Lord, the living entities also have fragmental portions of his qualities, of which independence is one.
Every living entity, as an individual soul, has his personal individuality and a minute form of independence.
By misuse of that independence, one becomes a conditioned soul, and by proper use of independence, he is always liberated.
In either case, he is qualitatively eternal, as the Supreme Lord.
Jai Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki.
In either case, he is qualitatively eternal, as the Supreme Lord.
In his liberated state, he is freed from the material condition, and he is under the engagement of transcendental service unto the Lord.
In his conditioned life, he is dominated by the material modes of nature, and he forgets the transcendental loving service of the Lord.
As a result, he has to struggle very hard to maintain his existence in the material world.
Living entities, not only human beings and the cats and dogs, but even greater controllers of the material world, Brahma, Lord Shiva, and even Vishnu, are all parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord.
They are all eternal, not temporary manifestations.
The word karshati, struggling or grappling hard, is very significant.
The conditioned soul is bound as though shackled by iron chains.
He is bound up by the false ego, and the mind is the chief agent which is driving him in his material existence.
When the mind is in the mode of goodness, his activities are good.
When the mind is in the mode of passion, his activities are troublesome.
And when the mind is in the mode of ignorance, he travels in the lower species of life.
It is clear, however, in this verse, that the conditioned soul is covered by the material body.
with the mind and the senses, and when he is liberated, this material covering perishes, but his spiritual body manifests itself in its individual capacity. The following information is there in the Madhyam Dinaya Shruti. Sava esha brahma nishtha idam shariram martyam atrishtya brahma bhispadya brahmana pashyati brahmana shrinoti brahmana vidam sarvam anubhavati. It is understood here that when the living entity gives up this material embodiment and enters into the spiritual world, he revives his spiritual body, and in his spiritual body he can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. He can hear and speak to him face to face, and he can understand the Supreme Personality as he is. From Smriti also it is understood, Vasanti yatra purushaha sarve vaikuntha murtayaha. In the spiritual planets, everyone lives in bodies featured like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As far as bodily construction is concerned, there is no difference between the part and the parcel living entities and the expansions of Vishnumurti. In other words, at liberation, the living entity gets a spiritual body by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The words Mame Vamsha, fragmental parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, are also very significant. The fragmental portion of the Supreme Lord is not like some material broken part. We have already understood in the second chapter that the spirit cannot be cut into pieces. The fragment is not materially conceived. It is not like matter, which can be cut into pieces and joined together again. That conception is not applicable here, because the Sanskrit word sanatana, eternal, is used. The fragmental portion is eternal. It is also stated in the beginning of second chapter that each and every individual body, the fragmental portion of the Supreme Lord, is present. Dehinosmin yatha dehe. The fragmental portion, when liberated from the bodily entanglement, revives its original spiritual body in the spiritual sky, in a spiritual planet, and enjoys association with the Supreme Lord. It is, however, understood here that the living entity, being the fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, is qualitatively one with the Lord, just as the parts and parcels of gold are also gold. Jai Shri Bhaktivedanta purports ki. Let us offer our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara and seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas, so that during the course of discussion of this verse, we may say everything which is according to the Parampara. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhutair Mahadbhir Yai Mahapuro Vibhur Nirmaya shete yad musha purusha bhunte gunan shodash shodashatmaka solankrisishta bhagavan vachamsime shri krishna sharanam sharanagatam katha amritam satatapipatam Bhakti Vedanta Marga Panthanam Sarvaloka Rishi Deva Janna Prasannam Sarvaloka Rishi Deva Janna Prasannam.
So we are eternally indebted and grateful to our spiritual master for having opened our eyes with this light of knowledge from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So this is a very important verse in Bhagavad Gita. Important because you can understand how long Srila Prabhupada's purport is. It took us quite some time to go through the purport. So it would be nice if after the class also you can go home and again go over the purports, because some very, very important and significant points are mentioned. Firstly, we have to understand that Krishna here is saying mama eva amsho jiva loke, that this living entity, the soul, that is us, we are part and parcels of Krishna, we are eternal, and that is to say he is our supreme father, and he is, as the title of the chapter here says, Purushottama, the supreme personality of Godhead, Purna Purushottam Bhagavan. However, due to coming in contact with the material nature, we are struggling hard because we are falsely identifying ourselves as independent gods. Here Prabhupada makes it very clear, because Krishna is fully independent. The first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, janmadiyasyeto anvayat iti tarascha charteshu abhignaha swarat. Krishna is mentioned here as swarat. Swarat means he is fully independent. He is not dependent on anything. And so, because we are his part and parcels, so we have also that minute quality of independence in us. For example, we have a choice today where to be. And we all chose to be here. So that much independence we can exercise. But we are not fully independent. For example, let's say if our car broke down on the way. Or worst case more, if for some reason we injured our leg badly, we couldn't walk here. So we are not independent in that sense. But still that minute independence is there. But because we identify ourselves with the matter, the mind, the senses, then prakriti sthani karshati, then we want to lord over the material nature. And that is the case even with demigods. They want to enjoy as well. Of course, they enjoy in as prescribed by the Vedas. But still, I remember Kadam Kanan Maharaj, when he was in Sydney, he was telling this story. And perhaps Swayambhu Prabhu or Ayodhya Prabhu may have been witness to this, that when the movement first started in Australia, they used to have this play, the drama, wherein there used to be demons, devotees would act as demons, enacting, and of course they would wear leather jackets and, studs on the leather jackets, of course, alcohol would be there, big mustaches, beard. Of course, it's all artificial, they would put it together. And they would seem to be enjoying. And then the demigods would come. Of course, devotees dressed as demigods, very beautiful looking. As it is, devotees are always looking beautiful. And so the demons would see them and they would despise them. And they would try to, throw stones at them. But immediately the demigods would, by superior power, just block it and shield themselves.
So then the demigods would throw their weapon at them, Vajra. Indra would throw his Vajra, and the demons would be scattered all around, and they would then understand. Of course, this was meant to be, you know, semi-humorous as well. So the demons then understand that we cannot overpower these beings. So they say, okay, let's call it truce, mate. Let's shake hands. So they said, okay, let's enjoy together. So they give a can of Vivi to the demigods. And demigods are curious, what is this? You know. Okay, they say, okay, let's test it out. And as soon as they taste it, it's like, oh, such a bad thing. They said, this is not a drink worth having. Let's get some somarasa. So they get the somarasa, and they drink the somarasa, and they give some to the demons as well, and they are also enjoying. Then they say, okay, let's get some woman out here, because that's what they know, demigods and demons. Woman and wine, they both enjoy that. So the demons get a very ugly looking, I don't want to describe it in detail, but let's say wasn't so palatable looking, but to the demons she was very beautiful. And the demigods go, oh yuck. The demigods then summon apsaras to come, who are very beautiful looking. And in this way, they are conversing with each other. So the point of the whole episode was that one is enjoying in a superior way. They've got some taste, some class, the demigods. And the demons, they're trying to enjoy in an inferior way, with inferior things. But they both are trying to enjoy, the bottom line is. Well, the fact is that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So even attaining the position of the demigods is condemned. Yam imam pushpitam vacham prabhadyante avipashchitaha vedavada rataha partha nanyad astiti vadinaha. Bhagavad Gita, it is said that those who are attracted by the flowery words of the Vedas, which guarantee this place in heavenly planets where there is plenty of somarasa and indulgence, that actually doesn't give them peace, because the demigods are always agitated. They don't have the satisfaction. Indra actually himself says that my planet is not fit for habitation. Why? Because three things are absent from there. Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudhapaga. There is no Katha, Bhagavat Katha in Vaikuntha. Na Sadhavo Bhagavata Stadashrayaha. There are no sadhus who are doing kirtan or reading Srimad Bhagavatam, reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. Nayatra Yagnesha Makha Mohatsava. There is no nice kirtans going on. Mohatsava, this Samkirtan Mohatsav is not going on. And therefore, Suresha Lokopina Vaisa Sevyatam. Therefore, this planet of Suresha is not fit for habitation. And in fact, they pray that at the end of our lives, if there is some piety left, then we pray that we be born in the earthly planet, in the family of devotees, so that we can continue our devotional service from there and attain purity in devotional service. So our papers, Prabhupada says here, is not of the enjoyer, because if we try to enjoy and exploit the resources of material nature, which is known as prakriti, then it is karshati. Karshati means it's a hard struggle. We won't enjoy it. The aim of material life, you know, as the materialist would put it, sukhaya dukha mokshaya. I want to be happy. Dukha mokshaya. I don't want any miseries. Sankalpa iha karminiha. And this is with great determination. They say, okay, this is our sankalpa, and we'll do our activities according to this plan. Happiness, get rid of misery. But Prahlad Maharaj says, Sada eva apnoti dukkham. Without fail, Sada means always, without fail, this will only give misery. Sada eva apnoti dukkham. The secret of happiness is hidden in not wanting to be happy. The happiness of material world is compared, Bhakti Vinod Thakur very nicely says, Michemaya beshe jacho beshe kacho habu dubu bhai. As it is, we are condemned in this material world. Material world is known as Durga. Durga means a prison house. It's condemned. So, in the olden days, when a person is condemned to death, now sometimes they'll be condemned 100 times, sentenced to death. Can you kill someone 100 times in one lifetime? They used to do it. How? They tie the person up and they take him near the sea or the river and they put his head down. And there you would be expert executioners. They would know that now if we don't pull him back up again, then he would die. So they would pull him back just for enough moment so that he can take one breath in. And as soon as he does that, again, dubu. So in this way, habu, dubu, habu, dubu, habu, dubu. And 100 times, just dubu. And the person dies. So that one time he comes up and takes that breath in, that breath is known as happiness. So our material life, it is also said, is like that. We work for 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day. We go home for a little while, you know, we see the smile of our wives. The wives see the smile of the husband and the children come running, Papa, for that little moment, that happiness we experience. But then again, the dinner is to be cooked. After the dinner, the dishes have to be washed. After that, preparation for the next day has to happen. All these activities are there. Where is the happiness in this? But in association with Krishna in the eternal spiritual world, guaranteed, it is guaranteed. Enjoyment, real enjoyment is guaranteed. This is not actually enjoyment. This is a struggle, karshati. But we think that it's enjoyment. It is like camel. Prabhupada gives the example in the first canto of Bhagavatam that the camel in the desert, you know, he's eating the twigs. And the thorns are attached in the twigs. And due to the thorns attached to the twigs, the camel's tongue is being cut. So he's tasting his own blood. And he's thinking, oh, this is very sweet. It's very nice nectar. But he doesn't know it's his own blood that he's tasting. And he thinks it's very nice, very beautiful. So similarly, the materialist person also is struggling in this way. Evam griheshu saktanam, being attached to the house of the wife, the children, and to the extent of insanity, it is said, pramatta nam yat ihaya, is pramatta. I mean, just now we were going for a walk and we were discussing how the madness of the material world is. That at the moment, you know, the World Cup soccer fever is going on, you know. So at work we hear all these things. But how many people have been killed because of that? You know, in America there was a father and his stepson, toddler, was crying while he was watching the match. So he couldn't take the disturbance. So he bashed him so hard that the child died. You know, so this is madness. But even normally if we go try to enjoy like demigods, do it proper way. Okay, that's better. But still, we have to come to a point that understand that that is not the aim of life. Because even that enjoyment is condemned. We have to come back again to this material world. Shine punye martya lokam vishanti. When the pipe results expire, we come down again. So somehow or the other, we have to convince ourselves to get out of this struggle. Pramatta naam yat ihaya. Because atyakramat avignataha, because the insurmountable time, atyakramat avignataha, avignataha means we don't know. The insurmountable time overtakes us. Kalaha paramadustaraha, the kala is very dustara. It is, It doesn't have any mercy. It overtakes us. And before we know, you know, we have reached beyond our prime age into the old age. Shankaracharya says, Yavad balas krida sakta tarunistavad tarunisakta vriddhostavad chintamagna tadapi brahmani kotina sakta. Balastavad krida sakta. In our youth, we enjoy in sporting. Tarunistavat tarunisakta. In our childhood, we sport. In our youth, tarunistavat tarunisakta. We do romancing. Romancing goes on for quite some time. Even sometimes at 50 years of age, still romance goes on. And then vriddhostavat chinta magna. And when the old age comes, we start to worry. Old age means worry. However, still we do not inquire into the real problems of life, birth, death, old age and disease. We still have hope that we will conquer the material nature, we will conquer the material world. In Srimad Bhagavatam, and my Guru Maharaj actually, he taught this nice, you know, awakening tongue twister. It's humorous, but still it drives the point for us to immediately awake. It is not, you know, this human life is a gift. The intelligence in human life is so sharp that if we apply it properly, then we can get out of the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. And if we misuse it, then we are condemned again to this karshati, prakriti sthani karshati. Drag drag nahi tej deha jab dagmag. And he said, drag drag, the two eyes, when there is tej, nahi tej, means the vision starts weakening. Drag drag nahi tej, deha jab dagmag, when the body starts dwindling. Pag pag mag mag alag alag param, when the feet, one foot goes in this direction, the other in that direction, and you fall down flat on your face. Alag alag param. Chag chag mukh danta bachana jaba phaga phaga. When the teeth all fall down and when the patient speaks, then everything he speaks is like poh, bachana jaba phaga phaga. Then know it, at least at that time, yam anuchara lag bhaga jagaram, that the yamduta, the lord of death, is just hovering over your head. Bhagavata bhajacheta. Now worship Krishna, Bhagavat, bhajacheta. Chet means become alert. Bhagavat bhajacheta subhaga nara jagbhar. Because subhaga means this is after so many bhagya. Bhagya means fortune. After so much fortune that you have got this human body. Subhaga nara jagbhar. Pingala su yasha prasare. The poet Pingala is saying this. Chatpat man cheta. Chatpat. Chatpat means immediately. Prabhupada said this movement is meant to bring revolution in the lives of the empire's living entities. Revolution means what? Revolution means overnight change. Not, you know, struggle. Overnight change. I mean, if anyone, people coming from Fiji, which is myself, we know how to change overnight governments. We are very expert in doing coups, and overnight, you know, everything is changed. Oh, yes. Someone said Queen Julia. So, but in order to do that, you know, we have to make a drastic change in our lifestyle. Such a drastic change is there. Like I know in Fiji, I have now become expert. If ever I want to throw a government, I know. Not that I'm intending to do that, but I know what is to be done. Firstly, you take over the post office, you take over all the communications, the TV stations, you capture all the hospitals, you take over all the schools, all the main transport systems, you block it, and then you can go into the parliament and overthrow it. This is how the revolution theory works. You know, in Russia also, when you see how Lenin brought about the revolution, all the strategic places, they put their own men in there. And then, on the day, overnight, it is just thrown. It is an overnight change. So Prabhupada wanted that. That not that we, you know, not like a turtle, we just work slowly. We have to run, fly at the place, in the pace of birds. Overnight change. If you're not chanting, immediately chant. If you're doing some nonsense activity, immediate change, overnight. That's best. But if we are not able to do that, then again and again, we have to remember that we won't be happy. We'll struggle for happiness, hoping against the hope. In this connection in Bhagavatam, there's a nice historical account about Gajendra. Now, Gajendra was the king of the elephants, and he was very powerful. Gajendra, along with his wives, children, and friends, one day proceeded into a lake. And as the historical account goes, we know that in the lake there was a crocodile. Now, Gajendra was in the domain of the crocodile. And because they were spotting there, the natural habitat of the crocodile was being disturbed. And the crocodile said, you know, I have to grab his feet. I have to teach him a lesson that he has come in my territory. This is like material world. Please give me space. Don't come in my territory. So the crocodile grabbed hold of Gajendra's foot, and the hold was very tight. But Gajendra thought, I can shake it off. I'm the king of elephants. Everyone follows me. I'm the king of jungle. What is this crocodile? Nothing. Shankaracharya again says, no. Ma kuru dhana janna yovanna garvam haratis nimeshaha kalaha sarvam. Ma kuru dhana janna yovanna garvam. Don't be proud of your wealth. Don't be proud of your youth. Don't be proud of your associates. Because harati nimeshaha kalaha sarvam. Because in no time at all this will be taken away from you. Harati nimeshaha kalaha sarvam. Mayamayam midam akhilam hitva. All this is just illusion. Mayamayam idam akhilam hitva. Brahma padam tvam viditva sahinam. You enter into the realization of truth. What is truth? Who are you? Who am I? So Gajendra was very proud. He was still thinking that I can surely shake him off. But the providence had other plans. Gajendra started fighting with the crocodile. But in that whole fight, the grip of the crocodile was very tight. Sometimes it is said Gajendra had an upper hand. But even at times of having upper hand, the crocodile's grip was very tight. It would not release it. And sometimes we also think, okay, we are doing all right, you know. Even in devotional service, we're thinking, oh, I'm chanting my 60 rounds, I'm doing all right. I'm having an upper hand over the illusory energy of the Lord. Yes, I've got it under control, no worries. But that's the time, you know, we become complacent. And again, the crocodile strength increases. Because we actually don't belong in this material world. We are out of our domain, which is spiritual world. Crocodile's domain is the material world. So Gajendra was trying to fight. Actually, his wives were trying to pull him out of the water. They weren't able to do it. His children, his friends, were trying to do that. They weren't able to do it. Eventually, slowly, everyone started leaving him. They thought, how long can we support him? This is what will happen to us as well. As soon as we become bedridden, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, how long can family support? It's not that they don't want us, they don't love us. It is just they're not able to. No? Hindi mein kehte hain, ub jate hain. What do we call, how do we say it in English? They're getting sick of it. Oh, probably sick is not a polite word. It's just that we are not able to cope with it. So they all left. And Gajendra was left alone. And this struggle, Bhagavatam says, went on for 1,000 years. So we can know that this was in Satyuga because the lifespan was longer then. And because the crocodile was the in his natural habitat, which is water, his strength was increasing. And Gajendra, being out of his natural habitat, the land, his strength was diminishing. And Gajendra started thinking. Bhagavatam says, this is Sukhdeva Goswami says, this is how Gajendra started thinking. Ittham Gajendraha sayadapa sankatam pranasya dehi vivaso yadrichaya aparayan atma vimokshane chiram buddhau imam buddhimatha abhyapadyatha. Gajendra said, ittham Gajendraha sayadapa sankatam. Sankatam means he was in great danger. Great sankat. And pranasya, his life was in danger. Pranasya, dehi, his body was in danger. He wasn't able to, his bodily strength had diminished to almost zero. Pranasya, dehi, vivasho, and he was helpless. Prabhus and Matajis, this will be our condition as well when death approaches. We will be helpless. No one will be able to help us. We know from our experience, we have seen someone go through this. Vivasho it is called. Vivash means helpless, completely helpless. Yad Richaya means by the providence. Gajendra thought, I'm in control. I'm the king of the elephant. I can dictate anything and everything. But there is one higher authority, which is providence, which is dictated by Krishna directly. Pranasya dehi vivasho yad richaya. Aparayan atma vimokshane chiram. Aparayam. He could not find means to get out of this trouble, the grip from the crocodile's jaws. Aparayan atma vimokshane. He could not free himself. Chiram. And therefore, dadau imam buddhim atha abhyapatyatha. He started thinking like this with his intelligence. So at least if we can also think like Gajendra finally and ultimately did, you know, then we have a chance of getting out of the struggle of material life. What did Gajendra say? Name gnataya aturam gajaha kutah karinyaha prabhavanti mochitum grahena pashena vidhatuma vito. Apiyaham chatam yami paramam parayanam. Gajendra said that name gnatayaha aturam gajaha, that all my elephant relatives, gnatayaha, aturam, seeing me in difficulty, they have left. What to speak of them? Kutaha karinyaha prabhavanti mochitum. Even my wives, they said bye-bye. My children, they said, Papa, Mama is gone, so why are we here? They also went. No one will be able to save. Actually, these prayers, Gajendra Moksha prayers, are very nice, and it is said that if ever you are in bodily discomfort or difficulty, then these prayers we recite, we get some relief. And there was few years ago, in Sydney, there was one family, they're from Bangalore, India, and they're having a terrible time, you know. Actually, it fits quite nicely, you know. Because that Prabhu was a professor, you know, professor of physics. And not only that, he was an astrologer as well. Very intelligent, very, very intelligent. One of the most intelligent persons in terms of material education I've met. And he could predict, you know, very nicely what could happen. And so he did his own charts, his wife's charts, you know, and he saw trouble was coming in India. So he thought from India that if I stay in India, then life would be trouble. So he said, let me migrate to Australia. Here, you know, it's a first world country, there's facilities, I should be all right. But Prabhu's, Mataji's, when he came here, he suffered like anything. He was a professor. He was doing shelf filling at Coles because he was overqualified. No one would employ him. And then his wife started having a medical condition. What was happening? The bones inside the jaws were growing. And as a result of that, her jaws were becoming locked. She could not chew food. Simple task of speaking was becoming very difficult. And they had to operate on it, and it was so troublesome operation. Basically cut that growth, bone growth off. You can imagine how painful. So I read this, you know, and I asked my Guru Maharaj, you know, and he said, please give Gajendra Moksha prayers to them. They can have some relief. So before the operation, I took my personal copy of Bhagavatam and gave it to them. And so I said, requested the Matajis, you know, please you read it. So after the operation, when everything was a bit okay, you know, I went to the hospital to see them, and the Mataji said to me, Prabhu, thank you so much. This really helped. You know, I was in so much pain, so much pain, that even my husband would be near me, you know, and he would ask me, how are you doing? I would feel so irritated. I would wish that he just goes from here. Even our closest of associates, you know, cannot help us from the pain that we experience, from the pangs of the body. And she said, only when I recited these prayers and read Srila Prabhupada's purports, then I felt relief. And that is true. This relieves us. Krishna's names relieves us. It is said, the first verse of Ayurveda is Achyuttananda Govindo. Please recite. Achyutta. Achyuttananda Govindo.
Achyuttananda Govindo.
Namo Uccharana Bheshajad.
Namo Uccharana Bheshajad.
Nashyanti Sakala Rogaha.
Nashyanti Sakala Rogaha.
Satyam Satyam Vadamyaham.
Satyam Satyam Vadamyaham.
This is the first verse of Ayurveda. It says that the names of Achyutta with Krishna, Nanda, Govindo, by mere pronunciation of these names, Nashyanti Sakala Roga, all the diseases, they get destroyed. Satyam, Satyam, Madamiyam, this is the truth, this is the truth. Gajendra here is saying, Kutaha Karinyaha Prabhavanti Mochitum, they were not able to save me, my children, my wife, my friends. Grahena Pashena Vidhatum Avrito. I have been caught by this crocodile, this network of crocodile. Vidhatur means by, again, providence. Vidhatum avritam, captured. Api aham chatam yami paramam parayanam. Now let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the shelter of even great demigods, like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. This is the conclusion that he reaches. And this is the conclusion that we also have to reach from this point onwards. Because Krishna is Purushottama, the best of the men. Why is he the best? Because Sarva Samartha Sahitaha. Because he is Sarva Samartha. Sarva Samartha means he is all able. He is all able. We are actually disabled. If someone is in difficulty, we actually, even though we want to help, we can't help. We are disabled and he is all able. Sarva samartha sahitaha sarvartha athirartha krit. Sharanyahi samuddharam Krishna eva gatir mama. And that's therefore Krishna is certainly the goal. Because he is sarva samartha sahita, in all respects, he is able. And he can protect.
Yah kashchanesho balinontako ragat prachanda vegat abhidhavato hibrisham bhitam prapannam pranipati yad bhayam mrityuhu pradhavati aranam tamimahi.
If anyone who is afraid of death, it is said, mrityuhu, yah kashchanesho balino antako ragat, but more powerful than death personified is Krishna. Death is the force of kala, time is very powerful. It is said prachanda vegat, the word itself, my Guru Maharaj used to pronounce it, prachanda vegat. It is chasing us every second and every minute. Don't think that, you know, we are already in the jaws of crocodile. It's just a matter of time when it just grips us. We are already in the jaws. It is chasing us every second and every hour. Bhitam prapannam pranipati yad bhayam. And if we are bhayabhid or afraid, then we have to prapannam. Prapannam means take shelter onto Krishna, how Gajendra did. An elephant is telling us on how to surrender to the Lord. Bhitam prapannam pranipati yad bhayam mrityuhu pradhavati aranam tam imahi. To get over and get victory over death, we surrender unto Krishna. And what did Gajendra do? Shukdeva Goswami very nicely explains, and we'll end it with this explanation of Shukdeva Goswami. Please repeat.
Shri Shuka Vacha Evam Vyavasito Buddhya Samadhaya Manohide Jajap Paramam Japyam Praga Janmani Anusikshitam.
The first thing Gajendra did was evam vyavasito buddhya samadhaya manohidi. He aligned his mind, his intelligence and his heart. Our problem is we know what is right and what is wrong, but still our senses, our mind go in one direction. Our intelligence is telling, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, Prabhu. But we say, no, no, don't worry, I'll do this one time and then I won't do it anymore. But we know it, that there is no that one time, no one last time. We do it again and again. There is big disalignment, you know, between our goal, our actions, and our mind and our thinking. But Gajendra immediately, this is called revolution. He was in problem, immediately made a change in his lifestyle. And that change was Samadhaya Manuridhi. And what was that change? Jajap paramam japyam. Jajap paramam japyam. What is jajapa? Chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare.
Hare Rama Hare Rama.
Hare Rama Hare Rama.
Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Rama Rama Hare Hare.
And how was he able to chant, being an elephant? How was he able to do that? Shukdeva Goswami says, Prag Janmani Anusikshitam. Prag Janmani Anusikshitam. In his previous life, actually Gajendra was a demigod in heavenly planets known as King Indradyumna. And he was actually reciting these verses that he is about to offer to Krishna. And he was doing it with great feeling, love and affection.
And as Bhagavatam says, Bhagavad Gita, we say, Bhagavad Gita, that famous verse, Neha Vikramuna Ashwasti Pratyabhayona Vidyate. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution. Even a small advancement saves us from the greatest danger. So, Prabhupada in the paper writes very nicely that in Krishna conscious movement, we also should have, you know, of course, we should be attached to Maha Mantra like anything. As soon as we wake up, automatically, first thing should come out of our mouth is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As soon as we go to bed, you know, even while we're sleeping, this mantra should be going on somehow. I don't know how, you know better. But Prag Janmani Anusikshitam, Gajendra, when he was King Indradumna, he used to recite these prayers every day. So Prabhupada says, we should have our favorite sets of prayers. Govindam Adi Purusham, or he mentioned Narasimhadev prayers. And yesterday we recited very nicely Kunti Maharani's prayers. So nice. Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Nandakopakumaraya.
Nandakopakumaraya.
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
As soon as we chant the Lord's name, immediately we are relieved from the material miseries. We may not have faith in it, but it is happening. It is happening. So, Prag Janmani Anusikshitam, he had learnt it in his previous life. So, it is very important that we have got this human life, that at least we learn this. We learn Srimad Bhagavatam, because these Bhagavatam prayers have been recited by great devotees. Anusikshitam. It is not Sikshitam given here. Sukhdev Goswami very carefully chooses the words. Sikshitam means, okay, you just take up the book, you try to learn it yourself, you try to become a professor yourself. No, Anusikshitam. Anusikshitam means what others have already done, meaning what other devotees have already done, following the footsteps of devotees, parampara, not doing independently. Anusikshitam. And he had learnt it in his previous life. And of course, we don't have much time. The historical account is such that he was cast for some reason to appear, to come as an elephant. And then he gets relief. So as soon as he chants his prayers, he makes heartfelt offering to Krishna. It is said that Krishna does not delay a bit in coming. He just comes straight away. In second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, this verse, very nice verse, is explained of how Krishna reacts. Of how Gajendra made this offering. Antaha sarasi urubalena pade grahito. It is said he was in the water of the material pool, like us. We are in the ocean of the material pool. But he accepted that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, he is the supreme proprietor, he is the supreme purifier, and it is worth chanting his name, Nama Dhyaya. We don't have time to go over this verse, you know, in detail, but this particular verse just tells how and why Gajendra got liberated. It is basically because Prabhu's and Mataji's, he chanted Krishna's names. And if we also do that, our daily spiritual routine cannot be put aside for more convenient times. Because factually, more convenient times never come. Revolution means it has to happen tonight. And if we can do that, then Prabhupada will be very pleased. All the devotees of the Lord will be very pleased. Demigods will be very pleased. The Supreme Lord will be very pleased. And they will assist us. So with that, I think we can rest and probably take one or two questions. Any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu.
One of the best, And the question is, when you said about revolution, now if it has to happen, it has to happen overnight. Now, someone thinks that, okay, I'm going to start chanting 16 rounds as soon as I go home, which is great. But the motivation, now that motivation is coming because you're giving wonderful class and we're so motivated. What happens again next week? Because from tomorrow onward, from tomorrow Monday morning, we're just on our own.
Back to work.
There's no motivation. We can read Bhagavatam, we can chant, but that motivation which is coming from the class, which is sapping our mind and brain, which is not going to happen again tomorrow or day after tomorrow until again we hear the best class. So how do we keep ourselves motivated all the time? Because after, you know, 4 or 5 days, that 16 round may come down to 10, 5, and finally again back to normal.
I can just say what Vritasura says in his prayers. Vritasura says,
Savuttamashloka Janeshu Sakhyam Samsara Chakre Brahmata Swakarmibhi Tvanmaya Yatma Majatar Kaheshu Asakta Chittas Yananata Bhuyad.
Vritasura says very nicely that I desire to have friendship, Sakhyam, with those devotees who are reciting constantly Uttama Shloka, best selected verses glorifying Krishna. Although samsara chakre brahmata swakarmibhi, due to my past activities, I am actually wandering in this samsara, like going to work tomorrow. I also have to go, Prabhu, if there is any consolation for you. Samsara chakre brahmata swakarmibhi, tvan maya yatmaj majadar gheshu, and I am attached to my wife, I am attached to my children. But asakta chittas yananat bhuya, but I do not wish to remain to be attached to them any longer. There is a difference. Although we are entangled, although we cannot, get out of it. Actually, it is not recommended to get out of it at all. We have to remain within it. But we have to develop ardent desire to get out. Madhvendra Puri says, "Oh my Lord, no one can deter me from doing devotional service, even though I am unable to do it." With that mood, if we chant our rounds intensely, I mean, of course, no one can stop us from chanting 16 rounds. You know, we have to arrange our time, and of course, we have to do it very intelligently. That means waking up early in the morning, which means not having too much heavy prasadam at night time. I hope I don't make all your left appetizers go bad. But of course, there is, in scriptures, the ways are given on how to do intelligently. I mean, 16 rounds is not a big ask. Of course, when we're starting, it is a big ask. I mean, for me, it was a very big ask. But I can understand for anyone who's not chanting, it is a big ask. I'm not underestimating it. Because actually, we are karshati, means we are struggling in this material life. But nonetheless, if the ardent desire to do it is there, and very intelligently we form friendship with devotees, it's very important to have our family members of devotees around us from whom we can constantly get inspiration, constantly we get consoled. Not only inspiration, but consoling is also there, because when we are down, we need someone that to console us and then again uplift us. This is what we mean when Krishna says, Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhayantaha Parasparam. Bodhayantaha means exactly that we console each other. Okay, Prabhu, I understand. It's not as easy as it sounds. You know, I may be gone tonight. But if we have that ardent desire nonetheless, then Krishna is the witness in our heart. And he arranges it. Everything. He arranges everything.
Rupanuga.
Yes. So our highest pleasure is feeling the separation from Krishna.
Yes.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that this separation is the the taste is like poison mixed with nectar.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it different from the suffering that we face in material world? I'm sure it's in a different level, but I cannot conceive. So if you can, like, we are struggling hard and not being happy, but with feeling separation, love in separation from Krishna.
Even Krishna, to understand that love, he had to come as Mahaprabhu. Even he could not understand it. And actually, we cannot understand it. We cannot describe it. It is something which is to be felt, to be perceived. And now we're talking about the highest philosophy here. And when the purification is there, then through Krishna's reciprocation, that stage is reached, you know. But as you rightly mentioned, it is the highest. But to attain that highest, it is that pure devotional service is very, very rarely achieved. But nonetheless, we want to achieve it. I think one question was there, Mataji.
Just a small question. Is there any relation between Gajendra, Ganesha and Krishna? Like you said, Gajendra is elephant.
Yes.
A roof of elephant.
Yeah.
So Ganesha is explained as he got a...
Gajananda.
Yeah, as elephant. So is there any relation between Gajendra, Ganesha and Krishna?
Of course, there is always a relationship of everyone with Krishna. It's the same relationship. Gajendra is a jiva, and as here explained in the Ves, Mame Vamsho Jiva Loka, it is part and parcel of Krishna. And Ganesha is also, he's a demigod. It's also part and parcel of Krishna. That is the relationship, but it's not that they're interconnected in historical sense or, you know, relation in that sense, not that I know of, no. Probably one last. Okay.
Following on from the Tulipuru's point, as conditioned souls, we are very accustomed to practically utilizing every excuse under the sun to not surrender to Krishna. Even one could read the pastime of Gajendra and go, oh, that's the problem. I'm an elephant. In a pond with a crocodile. that's what it is. And then in the same way, it's, you know, many times as we see senior devotees coming through and gurus, sannyasis, and while we're in their presence, we do feel that, yes, that's it, thank you, I'm going to do it now. And then that everyone moves away and they're like, oh, it's only me. How am I going to do it without? So therefore, we again have that situation.
Yes, we cannot. And therefore, it is said that when we endeavor to the best of our abilities. We do it intelligently, you know. Not that we chant 64 rounds tonight and then tomorrow, you know, this. We do it intelligently, and we should endeavor with all our hearts. But at the same time, where we fail in our endeavor, we should pray for the mercy of the Lord. That is the thing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is known as the most magnificent, merciful incarnation of the Lord. And where we fall short in our own endeavors, we are very short of, you know, our own abilities, then we should pray for the mercy of the Lord. Even Gajendra here is praying for the mercy of... He's saying actually in one of the prayers that actually I'm asking my Lord for you to deliver me when this is not the right mode. I shouldn't be asking for it. I should be doing unmotivated devotional service. But what can I do? I'm helpless. And when Krishna sees that mode, then he reciprocates. So we may be feeling short, but nonetheless, we should, you know, feel very, very encouraged. Therefore, devotional service, Rupa Goswami says, utsahat, nishchaya, dhairya. These three things should be there. Enthusiasm. Of course, when, you know, when sannyasis come, and we are very enthusiastic, and then we become very determined. But the third one, which is patience, we don't have that. We want everything right now. But we forget that there is a karma wheel behind us as well, and everything will happen. Swami Bhupu, yes.
I was just thinking, I told you there was a question in that discussion. There was a disciple, Srila Prabhupada, wrote a letter to Prabhupada and said that we feel very inspired when you come and very enthusiastic and feel so wonderful. But when you go away, then everything is just dark, and it's very difficult to have the same enthusiasm. So Prabhupada answered that letter and said that the spiritual master comes in two ways, the Vani and Bapu. And the Bapu is the form of the spiritual master, the physical presence of the spiritual master, but the Vani is the instruction. And so that the physical presence may come and be there for a certain amount of time and then go. But the Vani or the instruction of the spiritual master is always there. So of the two things, Vani and Bapu, the Vani, instructions, teachings, is the most important of the two. That is Prabhupada's response.
That's spot on, Prabhu. Actually, today we are discussing the very same point in the episode of Narad Muni, when he's a 5 years boy, you know, he goes to the forest, he leaves everything, and this is probably whenever you feel like that, you can go into that first canto, fifth and sixth chapter of Bhagavatam, and look into that verse. And it is said that he left everything and he was meditating on Krishna, and Krishna disappeared from his heart. And then he got agitated, he opened his eyes, he did not see Krishna in front of him. And then Krishna, out of mercy, he spoke and he said, Narad, I regret to inform you that in this lifetime you will no longer see me. Because avipakvaya kashayana, because your devotional service is still immature. Now Narad Muni had left everything in his fear, like his mother had died, 5 years old, he had gone into the forest, given up everything. What have we given? And Krishna still says to him, you know. But then Narad Muni, as Prabhu mentioned very nicely, Narad Muni, then he thinks to himself, and actually our spiritual master also emphasized on this point, Eta vadutvo pararama tan mahat bhutam nabho lingam alingam ishwaram. That great voice then stopped speaking. Bhutam namho lingam alingam ishwaram, he says. And the voice was personified by sound, but unseen by eyes. So it's not that we have to see, you know, our spiritual master. I mean, I feel presence of my spiritual master actually more now when his physical presence is not here. He said, as long as you are with Srimad Bhagavatam Viraj, I will be always with you, guiding you. You know, so there is no need for despondency. Actually, when we are not with Bhagavatam and not with chanting and not with the Vani, then there is reason to be despondent. But our ability to be with Krishna, as is stated here, we have the minute independence to come here, and so we can be. And of course, there is the thing of enthusiasm and all those things. Don't worry, that will just keep coming. Ranganathan Prabhu will look after you. I think we should, conclude there. Just an intimation, because it has to continue with Prasadam, the mercy. And Krishna willing, we'll see you again soon. Thank you so much. So nice to be here. शरीरा विद्या चाल जो इंद्रियता है काल जीव फल विषय सगोरे तारा मध्य जीव रति लोभ माया सुधर्मति
yata kathina
sansare
krishna bara jaya moi paribare jiva jaye saprasada nadilo khaye ko chaitanya nitai jaya mahaprasad jaya mahaprasad jaya mahaprasad jaya mahaprasad
jaya mahaprasad
jaya mahaprasad jaya jagannath jaya balade jaya jagannath jaya balade jaya